KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07 here at Atlantic, we have light rain and it's 70 degrees. So far, we picked up just under 0.3 inch of rainfall at 28 one-hundredths here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station. Forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers and occasional thunderstorms, mainly this morning, at a high of 79. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations Crime Lab has positively identified a body found in rural Adair County on July 1st as that of 58-year-old Timothy Fechter. The DCI said Tuesday, since being reported missing to the Creston Police Department back on June 20th, law enforcement had been searching the south central part of the state for Fechter. On July 1st, Adair County deputies found his body just off 320th Street near the intersection of York Avenue in southeastern Adair County. Based on the circumstances of his disappearance and the discovery of his death, the DCI, along with Creston Police, Union County Sheriff's Office, and Adair County Sheriff's Office, had continued to investigate Fechter's death as suspicious. The exact cause and manner of death for Timothy Fechter are pending further examination by the Office of the State Medical Examiner. Authorities say there is no known threat to the public associated with the investigation, and anyone with information surrounding the death of Timothy Fechter is asked to call Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater at 641-743-2148. Well, under a new state law, kids who mow lawns, walk dogs, or launch other temporary businesses don't have to pay any business-related fees to cities or counties. Representative John Jacobson of Council Bluffs calls it the Youth Entrepreneurship Act.
Encourages problem-solving. The desire to earn money is fostered. How to sell is inculcated. Customer service, tenacity, creativity, leadership, and networking, all virtues in expanding free market enterprise among our youth in the state of Iowa.
Under the new law, cities and counties cannot require permits, licenses, or fees for any businesses run by Iowans under the age of 18, as long as the business operates for no more than 89 days out of every year. The Iowa Senate gave the proposal unanimous support. Senator Robbie Smith of Davenport was the only senator who spoke during the Senate consideration of the policy.
It encourages good working habits, life skills, and other opportunities for youth to help their local community.
The proposal got the support of 79 House members, but a dozen voted against it. Representative Mary Wolf of Clinton said the law is unnecessary because cities and counties aren't imposing fees or requiring kids to get licenses and permits for their temporary businesses.
One could just say, well, it doesn't hurt anything to vote yes. But again, this is arguably another attempt to micromanage local control and or to suggest that our local governments are artificially restricting entrepreneurship, which I haven't heard a single example of any place where that's happening.
Last year, the legislature passed a law that forbids local city or county policies requiring kids who run food stands to get permits or licenses. In 2011, Coralville police shut down three child-operated lemonade stands as thousands of bicyclists on Ragbri came through town because the kids didn't have city permits to operate. The summer heat is here, but Iowans are being advised against swimming in seven state park lakes, including Prairie Rose in Shelby County, due to elevated E. coli levels and toxic algae blooms tied to agricultural runoff. So far, Lake Darling in southeast Iowa is the only beach in the state with both advisories in place. Diane Rosenberg of the advocacy group Jefferson County Farmers and Neighbors says the pollution is causing a major loss for families.
I used to bring my children when they were young to the lake all the time. We would go and have a nice afternoon there. I would never do that if I had, you know, small children again. I just wouldn't do that. It's just not healthy. It's not safe right now.
Taxpayers and private donors funded a multi-million-dollar restoration at Lake Darling State Park that was completed in 2014. Rosenberg says a lack of regulation of nearby livestock operations have degraded the lake despite the investments to improve it.
Why bother to raise $16 million and get a whole community of people working to create this beautiful lake, to make it more available and clean it up, you know, if you're not going to have practices that protect it?
Advisories are also posted for lakes at the following state parks: Backbone, Lake Kioma, Pine Lake, Prairie Rose, Rock Creek, and Union Grove. And the state labor commissioner has ordered the Adventureland ride that was the site of a fatal accident this past weekend closed until an investigation is completed. On Tuesday, state officials released 5 years of worth of satisfactory inspection reports for the ride. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The Raging River ride was inspected last Friday. The inspector found no code violations at this time, according to a notation at the bottom of the inspection report. 19 different items on the ride are listed as satisfactory, including the chains and belts that run the ride, as well as procedures for training the ride's operators and responding to emergencies. Inspection reports from previous years were also released, showing the ride had passed safety checks dating back to 2017. I'm O.K. Henderson.
An 11-year-old boy died and his older brother is in critical condition after one of the rafts on the Raging River overturned Saturday. Altoona officials have not released where the children were from, but a report suggests that recent court documents list a Cedar Rapids address. The boy's parents were also injured on the ride. Guy Cook, an attorney representing Adventureland's owners, said the Raging River ride was voluntarily shut down immediately after the accident. Cook says safety is the bedrock of the park operations and there has never before been a guest fatality associated with the ride. An Adventureland employee died, however, in 2016 after being knocked into the ride's canal and repeatedly battered by a raft. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.